marriage, hauntings, murder. We've got it all. A husband and wife talking about all things real, scary, and truthful. Welcome to our podcast.
What's up, what's up?
What's up?
Oh, you're aggressive tonight.
Sorry. I'm staying far away from the microphone.
He is, because this is episode big 13, big 13. And yeah. You people are finally going to be glad that we have a very special guest today. Do you want to introduce her? Because you do shout outs.
Yeah, shout out. This lady needs no introduction.
She needs no introduction. Is my best friend since I was like born, basically. Born and then moved away and then came back. And then we were best friends. Thanks to our fathers. Holla out Mitch and Wayne. Holla, holla. But today, Amanda Shelton is guesting on the podcast. Oh my God. She said, why do we say your last name?
Here's her address.
Here's
her
where
phone
she
number,
lives.
Her social security number.
Her blood type. It's fine. What's up? What's going on, Amanda?
What's up?
Are you glad to be here?
I am very excited.
She's nervous. She don't know what to do. I'm like, just be yourself, man. You can cuss.
Well, now actually, she's fucking nervous because you just
look,
gave her last name out.
I was literally about to say, we said we weren't going to cuss because my grandma was going to listen to this episode and
you
totally
failed.
Mom.
Sorry.
So,
sorry, Grandma.
Grandma, guess what? Eric was the first one. Oh, my God.
Oh, who was that?
It was me. Damn it.
I swear.
Freaking
every,
laptop.
Every,
I know. It wasn't me.
It's every
time. This happens. Actually, every time before we start, is your watch silent? Is your phone silent? I'm like, yes.
And then I forget.
Every damn time it's her laptop.
I forget because I use our laptop to like make sure we don't sound
every time.
Stupid.
It don't matter what it is.
Never remember to mute it. So, yeah, Amanda's guest starring today. She's also going to be around, what would we say, your birthday, December?
Yeah, why don't you tell everything about her life?
And we're, I didn't say, my God. We were going to be like, it's her birthday. She's
and
on our
January,
podcast.
In January, we'll do a podcast about her.
Yeah, this is an advertisement for an introduction.
Yeah. We'll
You're
do one
welcome.
About her in January.
Come take her. You'll bring her back. It's fine. So, yeah, she's going to be on here in December to discuss the West Memphis 3 because she knows everything about it. I tried to look it up, but there's so much shit.
Amanda's our number one guest. How's it feel to be here?
Yeah, how do you feel?
I feel like I just won $1 million.
I got to say, it's a pretty good response.
I feel like you're pumping this up to be
That's
something.
A pretty good response.
I feel like somebody just told me I was going to Disney World.
I'm about to get on the Tower of Terror. What are you guys doing? I mean, the Tower of Terror. Tower of Terror would be pretty accurate for this thing, I guess.
This party.
I don't think we didn't have any corrections last time. I guess people are just
you can't ask me.
They're either she's got it figured out, or they're like, screw it, she keeps fucking up. Let's just let her talk. Because I was listening to
Did she say we weren't cussing?
It's too late. You guys have already started.
Oh,
so
I did it once.
What do you mean
and
you?
Amanda's
said,
been
like,
good.
Two sentences.
Yeah, she's good.
Well,
I only said once.
I was listening to our Exorcist episode the other day where I, like, the whole time I kept
you said
calling
the wrong name.
I was calling him Ronald and his name was Roland and I'm like, oh my God. But then, like, looking back on it, it's really funny. So, you know, whatever. We didn't have any corrections. I think the only thing new is that we've just added more merch to our shop, pretty much. We've got some really cool designs on there. We finally have a We'll Scare You Later, which I don't know why I didn't put that on there in the first place. You would have think that would have been the first thing I did. But no, instead I did literally everything else. That's fine. It's cool.
Yep.
It's dope.
Amanda's going to do the shout-outs this week.
Oh, yeah. You only have to shout out two people.
It's really easy to do.
Words are hard.
Oh, no, that's not true. We have a third shout out this week because we got those super cool candles that we have.
I
got to
be
about.
A part of that shout out. But you can shout out the main shout out.
Okay, do you want to shout her out? Do you remember her name?
Nope.
I do.
Come on.
Now. Okay, well, Amanda, she
I don't remember
do
nothing.
Shout out.
I love it already.
To LC Originals.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
For those freaking awesome candles.
They were
that
freaking awesome.
Candles are pretty dope.
I'm not going to burn the one that has our logo on it. There's no way.
No.
I feel like it would be like setting my house on fire. Like, I couldn't do it.
That's a little aggressive.
But it was so cool. Like, I'm like, I can't burn this. So if you
really cool.
If you want to see, her name's Cassie. She owns a Etsy shop. But like Amanda said, it's LC Originals. You can find her on Instagram and Etsy and Facebook. But she sent us these really, really cool candles. If you go, okay.
Wow.
If you go to our YouTube page, I put up a video of me opening them. They're really cool. And then if you look up, if you look in the description of our page, it's got all her links and you can go find her. But yeah, she sent us these really pimp ass candles and I'm never going to burn them. I'm not going to do it. Not going to do it.
He knows.
But now you have to shout out the rest of the people.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Shout out to Derek and Ashton.
Holla.
For shout your out. Funds.
For, shout out. For your money.
Shout out.
We appreciate you.
That's, every a, really, that's a really good shout out.
All right. For your funds. That's
sounds
a good one.
Really professional.
It is.
It's almost as good as mine, but you'll get there.
You'll be monotone one day. Yeah, you'll get it.
You'll get there.
That's hey, fine.
Easy.
Oh,
I'm monotone.
I feel like you need to do a horn like that. I
don't. Hey, I've asked Ashley to get. Let's get that. Some damn soundboard.
You had the soundboard. What'd you do with it?
You told me to delete it because nope. I kept doing it inappropriate times. Well,
whose fault is that?
So I deleted it.
Well, there you go.
I'll download it right now.
Okay. Okay. So it's like I can't help but laugh every time I say it now because I just think about me saying it every second of the day, but. Our little murder becomes, or becomes, cool, already messing up. Our little murder comes from Missouri. Holla at your state.
Holla?
Holla at your state. So this holla. One, oh boy. Here we go with the
button. It's a gift that keeps on
it's
giving.
It's a gift that keeps on, we should not have let him download this app. So, exactly. Boo. Don't be pressing it every 5 seconds. So you're just going to get completely cut from the episode.
I won't. Not anymore.
Okay, so this one is different. It's something... I don't know if you know what I'm about to do, but...
How does she know?
Eric doesn't, because we talked about it last weekend.
The hell?
Well...
I don't know details. I just know what she's going to talk about.
So this one is basically... It's a town in Missouri called Skidmore, and it's the town that got away with murder, basically.
What a freaking name.
So, it's a different... I'm going to take
that was an
it.
Accident. I was just moving my phone to my other hand. It's an accident.
I don't believe it. At all.
I saw the thumbnail.
Yeah.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, you did. Okay, so, it's the murder of Ken McElroy. And like I said, it's the town that got away with murder. So.
Okay. It's called Skidmore?
Skidmore, Missouri.
Where's that located at?
I don't know. It's not a big town. I know that. Like everything I read that was like, this is a tiny little baby town. Like this sign, I don't know when this picture was taken, but when this picture was taken, they had 284 people as their population. So. Nice. It's a little tiny baby.
Like four families.
We're all related. Give me your phone. Give me it.
All right, I'm done.
You're done. We're taking it away because my God. My God. Lord Jesus, take the wheel. So, Ken McElroy, Skidmore, okay. Missouri.
Skidmore.
The town that got away with murder. Basically is like the gist of this podcast. I feel okay. like you're going to be really loud with that.
Well, what do you mean to do?
Ignore them.
I can't because
they're throwing the ball for the dogs. They're outside and they're all crazy pants.
Cats will start barking.
So,
onward.
Onward. Ken was born in 1934. He was the 15th of 16 children.
Gosh, no. Dang.
Just, you know what? No.
Yikes.
He was born into a poor.
Shout out to their mom.
Right. Welcome. So sorry, mom.
Yeah.
He was born into a poor migrant family. They farmed, and the dad's name was Tony, and the mom's name was Mabel.
Mabel.
Shout the out Abel to Mabel. Mabel. Shout out to Mabel. Bless Mabel. Your vagina. I'm so sorry.
Yikes.
You said, she was like you said pregnant vagina? For so many
right, like
years.
You're pregnant yeah. for life.
No. You need to see that. I need to hear the age differences because it could have been most of her life.
Yeah. So
sorry,
they moved.
I think they called her Abel Mabel.
Abel Mabel. They moved between Kansas and the Ozarks, and then they decided to settle in Skidmore. So he was kind of like, just like shitty forever, basically. He dropped out of school at the age of 15. He was in the 8th grade.
Mom.
And he was quickly established as a local. A lot of the articles that I read, they called him Biff from like
Back to the Future.
Back to the Future.
If he was like, 15 in the 8th grade, he was obviously held back like, once
he's
or twice.
A, they were like, he's a Biff. Every article, they were like, he's a Biff.
Nobody's like, 15 in 8th grade, right?
Because
I was 13.
I don't know.
I was kind of young, though. That means he got his license his freshman year. Who does that?
I was 16 when I was a sophomore.
That's what I'm saying. Sophomore, though.
Yeah, well, he might have just been like had a...
Once. He got held back once.
Or just had an early birthday.
Biff got held back once.
Either way, he dropped out.
Yeah, started at getting held back.
He was like, screw this, I'm out.
I'm going to do 8th grade so many times.
He was a raccoon hunter, cattle wrestler.
Wrestler?
Oh. He wrestled cattle. That's what he did.
This is personal.
He's watching him on WWE.
Biff is wrestling.
Biff is just getting
Biff
with it.
Biff the cattle wrestler.
He was a small-time thief and womanizer.
Dang, this dude got to figure it out.
He had it going
graduating
on.
Graduating 8th grade?
He didn't womanizing. Graduate. Womanizing? He didn't graduate.
Well.
What do they consider a small-time thief?
He just stole, like, little shit, I guess.
Yeah, like, he just stole, like, food? He steals Snickers from the Casey's.
Yeah, he's like, I'm not going to steal big shit, but I'm going to steal some small shit.
He stole a Surge from the Casey's?
A Surge. Those 3D Doritos. He was like,
hell
these
yeah. Back then, it probably was.
Probably not if he was born in 1994.
Yeah, they weren't a thing yet.
It was a concept idea.
That would have been something we would have stolen.
It was a concept.
Unless he went back to the
future. Yeah, it's well,
see? Unless he invented the 3D Dorito. We don't know where the story's going.
So, it said... For more than two decades, he was suspected of being involved in theft of grain, gasoline, Arkansas antiques, and livestock. He avoided conviction. He was convicted at least 21 times. But people wouldn't testify against him because they were like, he's fucking mean.
He's so grain?
He will beat you.
Yeah, he will beat you up because he's Biff. Well, also, welcome to Missouri where people drive down the road ridiculously loud. Welcome to Missouri. I'm about to turn into a Biff. Is what I'm about
he
to do.
He stole them livestock. He practices wrestling.
Yeah. He's like, I got to practice my wrestling. And I'm going to drink while I do it. And then I'm hungry, so I'm going to eat the grain that I stole. He had a lot going on. But like I said, people wouldn't testify against him because he was rude. But also, he had a really good defense attorney named Richard Gene McFadden. And he was from Gallatin, Missouri, is what I'll say. So I don't know any of these places. Mm-mm. And I've
never heard of either one of them. Maybe about the Ozarks, though. If he's...
Yeah, I'm like...
Skidmore does, for sure.
I don't know these places. So Biff here. I'm just going to call him Biff the whole time. He never went to jail. Like, he just kept getting arrested, and they were like, yeah, whatever. Just let him do whatever. So he also started threatening lives. He was harassing and assaulting women. And he would just, like, shoot at people. So, like, if you were out and about, he'd be like, bitch, pop, pop.
Rando.
Yeah.
Bam.
And it was like, I don't know. And so his lawyer, Richard, he was really good at getting him out of trouble. It said he was in court approximately 3 times a year.
Dang.
But apparently his attorney or whatever was also like a defendant of a lot of people in the mob. So he had a lot of practice of getting people out of jail. So it was like, yeah, this guy ain't nothing. He's
still probably scared of him, too.
Yeah.
With his mom connections.
Well, and then like, what are you going to do in a town of like 400 people?
Yeah.
Like, what are you going to
do? Hang him.
So apparently he had his way with the women as well. Even though every article I read said that this mofo was like 270 pounds.
Yuck.
But they were like,
for a white girl.
He gets the ladies somehow. I don't know how. He had a total of 10 children.
Damn.
With
Biff?
Biff did. With various women. And he was married to 3 of them. It said, though, the women he slept with weren't always women, because sometimes he was sleeping with girls.
Hell yeah.
Ew. Why did you say hell yeah? It said girls.
Like children.
Oh, my bad. Hell yeah.
What did you think I was talking about?
What did you think he was talking about?
Well, you're about to be the next episode.
Yikes.
You fucking nasty ass bitch.
Rewind. I meant to say yikes.
Right.
Yeah,
yikes. Whatever. You know what would help? It's if you'd get off your phone and stop texting.
I'm looking for a Skidmore, Missouri.
Well, get off your phone. Eric's going to get booted. That's what's going to happen.
Yeah, I'm going to recant the hell yeah, for sure.
Well, it's too late. You already said it. Now people think you're a disgusting idiot.
You just bleep it out.
This is a fucking creep.
Well, you already agreed. So, he met his last wife, Trina McLeod, when she was 12.
What?
Yeah. She was 12.
I ain't going to say hell yeah to that.
12.
For sure.
If you do, I'm going to be finding his lawyer and we're going to be getting a divorce is what's going to happen. So, this isn't something you want to talk about, but he would rape her.
Yikes.
He burned down her house.
What the fuck?
And shot the family dog before her parents agreed to their marriage.
What?
Yeah.
Why are you going to fuck with the dog?
So this 270-pound man is disgusting.
I don't give a shit about the house. I don't give a shit about the house.
You just hell yeah'd girls.
I wasn't paying attention fully. I wasn't fully paying attention.
Guy like rape their kid.
I guess because if you're gonna burn their house down,
burn down their house, and then be like, "Sure, you can marry my daughter."
You know what? You earned this.
Well, I don't know. So she became pregnant when she was 14.
Oh my god!
How is that even possible?
Because you start your period.
I don't even know that.
As soon as you start your period, you can have babies.
That's all you need to say.
There you go. So she dropped out of school and went to live with him and his third wife, Alice.
Damn. So he was still married
to Alice.
Biff is a busy fellow.
He divorced Alice and then married Trina to escape statutory rape charges.
What a
freak. So he was like, if I divorce her and I marry you, then it's not rape anymore because we're married.
A pervert because I'm married.
So there was only one witness at their marriage. And then 16 days later, she gave birth. And then her and Alice were like, fuck this dude. And they left. And they were like, we're going to go to Trina's mother and stepfather's house. Because I guess he didn't burn that house down. It says he tracked them down and brought them back. He returned to Trina's parents' home when they were away and shot the family dog and then burned the house down after that. So he had a lot going on in his time.
He burned two houses down?
No, he did this after.
And then
yeah.
Okay.
So, he is a peach. He's a big old... I don't even know what to call him. he's super cool, is what he did. So, in 1980, hit one of his daughters out of the, 10 he had. She was in a store owned by the Bowenkamp family. And so Ernest Bowenkamp saw the little girl with the candy bar and he's like, hey man, don't be stealing shit. And she's like, okay, have you met my dad? I'm going to take this. And he's like, I don't think so. And so this apparently enraged him. Of course it did because, I mean, You know Ken.
He's crazy.
So he didn't like that. I mean, why would you, I guess? if you're going to steal some shit. She was just going into the family business, in my opinion. Like, my dad steals shit. I'm going to steal shit. You know, whatever. So. Oh, Jesus. Okay. So she took the candy bar. And he was like, you're not going to be mad at my child for taking the candy bar, right? And so he was like, I'm going to start terrorizing the Bowenkamp family. He would sit outside their store in his truck and fire his gun in the air to scare them.
What?
That sounds scary.
Well, I mean, I don't know. So then
she took her candy bar?
Yes.
I mean, who as a kid ain't just walked down the aisle and swiped a couple pieces of gum? You ain't done that.
I don't feel like I did.
You take a Twix, but you only take one of them. You'll leave the right one or the left one.
So, you ain't done that. So one day in July, Ken shot Ernest in the neck with a shotgun.
Damn.
On the store's loading dock. But Ernest survived.
I'm telling you, shotgun blast through the throat.
These people, it's like they survived the craziest shit. And you're like, oh my God.
It's the Terminator.
Oh my God. So it says this crime was the only one to get him convicted, but he still never went to prison. He released him on appeal.
How do you survive a shotgun to the throat unless it just peppered you a little bit?
And then how do you not go to jail for it?
Yeah.
Well, it was nobody got hurt apparently.
Yeah. Nobody's hurt, so I guess he's fine.
He's talking through a little microphone deal, but he's all right.
Yeah. And so the townspeople were like, oh my God, we have to do something. Like, we have to do something. We have to find justice. They went to the governor. They went to the attorney general, state legislators, and everybody was like, nah. I can't help you, man. You're a little baby town.
I don't want to get shot in the throat.
I can't help you.
I don't want my dog to die.
Right. I don't want my house burned down. Whatever.
Yeah, fuck the house. Why are you going to kill a dog?
I know. Like, why shoot me before you shoot my dog.
That's what I'm saying. Shoot Ashley before you shoot my dog.
Oh, okay. Shoot Eric. He hell yeah girls earlier.
Hey, I wasn't paying attention.
I'm never going to let you live that down. You realize that.
Well, that's fine.
So one day the town was like, look, we're going to have to do something. So they held a town meeting just down the street from a bar that Ken frequented. And they're like, he's at the bar, he's drunk, like, we'll hold a town meeting, blah, blah, blah. So, like, around 60 people came to the meeting. Even, like, the sheriff and the mayor were in attendance of the meeting. It says, many people believed this is what they had to do to, like, get rid of him. Because they were like, the governor's not going to do anything. We can't take it anywhere else. Apparently, we're going to have to take it into our own hands. I feel like this reminds me of something, like some movie.
I don't know.
I'm
still disgusted at the fact that I said, hell yeah, to little girls.
I'm
finding it hard to fucking focus right now.
That's what you get. So it said, meeting goers heard the news that he was downtown at the bar. And so everybody was like, all right, let's go down to the bar. We're going to go to the bar, see what he's doing, whatever. So they all go down there. He's in his truck with his wife.
Which one?
Trina. The one that he married after Alex.
The baby wife.
It says, moments after he was in his vehicle, he was shot dead. They just shot him.
They shot him?
They shot him.
Who shot him? The guy that got shot in the neck?
Well, it said there was at least
$1 million question.
Exactly. There was at least 46 witnesses.
Probably it's $100 question because he definitely did it.
There were at least 46 witnesses, and the case is still unsolved.
If somebody shot me in the neck and I survived, I'd shoot him right back.
So this is what they say.
Later when I healed.
They say that he finished his drinks at the bar. He purchased a 6-pack of beer, left the bar, and got in his truck. It says that when he got in his truck, someone shot him. He was shot several times and hit twice. Once by center fire rifle and once by a .22 rim fire rifle.
Two people shot him.
It says, like I said, there were 46 witnesses, including his wife, who was in the truck with him when he was shot.
Nobody seen nothing.
Nobody called for an ambulance. Nobody called for help. Nobody did anything. They were just like,
okay, so there was
shot twice. They're like, he's. For
no,
sure
so there was yeah. like 12 people there.
There's no use trying.
No, it's I said there was like 40.
No, I'm saying
people.
There was like 12 people that was trying to kill him, and they're the ones that told his wife not to say anything. That's why
or
nobody seen anything.
Nobody
she
probably even had
probably
to tell
even
her
cared.
Anything. Yeah.
Either way, there was like at least two shooters.
Well, it says she claimed to identify a gunman, but every other witness said they were unable to name a gunman and claimed to not see who fired the shots.
Obviously.
So the defense attorney claimed that he was going to press charges, but after a federal investigation, there were no charges.
Clearly.
So the whole town.
The whole town was like, we're going to kill this fucking dude.
Pretty much. They watched him get shot. Somebody shot him.
Two people shot him.
Two people, maybe a million people. I don't know.
two different rifles.
They shot him. He was bleeding to death, and nobody cared.
Two different bullets.
What if?
His wife?
No. Is one of this them? Is a good one. What if at their town hall meeting, they had all these guns already, and just two of them have bullets, and whoever just came and got the gun,
oh,
and then
yeah.
everybody shot, so then they really didn't know who shot him.
That's a good, I mean, there you go. That's a good thing.
Gotta admit, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
That's pretty clever.
A postmaster said, I can't think of anyone who'd seen it. They'd feel any different than you would. Nobody tried to hang them for finding a way to kill a germ. So basically they were like, he's a piece of shit. Who cares? Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. Nobody cared.
You
don't have 46 witnesses and nobody saw something.
One person was positioned behind the truck while another person was positioned half a block in front of the truck. Regardless of the abundance of witnesses to the murder, nobody was ever charged and the person of interest is still unknown.
Yeah.
The town has kept its silence ever since.
This is
and
a,
I just right. solved the case.
And Amanda just solved the case.
We're going to move to this town.
It says...
This is the kind of town I need to live in.
I know why they didn't talk. They were all glad that he was dead. The town got away with murder.
Absolutely. All right, we're moving here.
We got to go here. We got to commit some crimes.
We are moving here.
Okay, so I found a thing that says... It's like 13... It's just we're having a time here. 13 things you didn't know or whatever. And like the first one says he's a bully, like obviously we heard that, blah 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 blah. So apparently at one point he was injured in a construction accident.
Did he shoot himself in the foot?
It said a heavy steel beam dropped on him.
He did on purpose.
And it led to severe chronic pain and possible brain damage.
Worker's comp.
Mm-hmm.
He did on purpose.
Sure it did.
He just wants the peels.
Yeah, wink, wink, nudge, nudge. What?
A gesture.
Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. You never heard that?
Yeah, I heard that, and I was the hand gesture. Gross.
Whatever. It says he was a busy man because he was indicted on at least 21 charges, but then he got away with everything, even attempted murder. Because apparently he also tried to shoot a local farmer named Romaine Henry, who he shot twice in the stomach with the shotgun.
Dude, he shot two different people with a shotgun and ain't killed either one of them.
He says he survived to personally testify against him, but the bully was still found not guilty.
How in the world do you shoot somebody, and first of all, in the neck with a shotgun, and they don't die, but you shoot somebody in the stomach twice, and they,
and
don't,
they
die
don't die
with
and
a shotgun? Is he 90 yards away?
I don't know. It says that he also would put rattlesnakes in people's mailboxes as a threat. Could you imagine like going to check your mail and you're like, oh, fuck!
Wham!
Yeah.
I wouldn't be scared because he can't kill nobody.
Okay, yeah. It says the police were no help, obviously, because they didn't do anything.
I mean, until the very end.
Until the very end when they shot him and no one said anything. It says, of course, the last straw for the Skidmore residents was when he was at the local bar being crazy. It says when he was at the local bar, he was carrying a rifle and a bayonet and making graphic threats about finishing off Bowen Camp.
Yeah, but
where do you get a bayonet?
You can't
is
be,
that the little
you can
sword
buy a bayonet
that hangs off the end
sword
of a gun?
Sword thing?
Like a knife? What
yeah,
is it?
I know, yeah. Yeah.
That's like a bowie knife on the end of your
a
rifle. It's like a knife in your rifle.
Making a weapon out of
either
a
way.
He was gonna
you know why
somebody.
Nobody cared about this dude? Because he couldn't kill nobody.
Yeah, they were like, whatever.
Who is this guy?
He's a terrible shot.
It says they were furious that he was drinking instead of getting locked up, and that's when they decided to do the whole little town hall meeting thing.
Where they distributed guns.
Yeah, where they distributed guns with bullets. Amanda has already figured this out. It says he got into the pickup truck with his wife, and that's, of course, when the shots ran out. It said it only was, like, 20 seconds worth of shooting. It says that the wife was able to get out of the truck and flee inside a bank for safety, but he was still killed in his
truck. I thought
truck.
This happened at night.
No, it was in the daytime.
Oh.
How? I just can't get over how he can't.
Yeah.
I don't know.
With a shotgun.
Yeah.
He's like John Nick. I'm Nikki with something.
John Nick. My God.
I'm Nikki with a pellet.
Like, I'm just going to graze the side of your, the sides of your torso.
Good Lord.
I don't know. It's so crazy. And it's crazy. The thing about it is, to me, is that the whole town was just like, yeah, fuck this guy.
Yeah, I can't believe that even after all these years, somebody hasn't, like accidentally slipped or, like, been like, hey, if you pay me $1 million, I'm going to tell you a secret.
Yeah, I'll tell you who shot this guy. Yeah, but there's, like, nobody.
Maybe there just ain't that much coverage about it.
Well, there's, like, books about it. There's all kinds of stuff about it, but nobody.
Like, a movie on Amazon. There's a movie about it, yeah.
I've never heard of it. There is?
Yeah.
I don't have to watch it.
But, like, nobody, they're like, yeah, we're not going to, this guy was just a piece of shit, and somebody killed him, and we ain't telling you who did it.
Hmm.
Isn't that crazy? A whole fucking town. And they're like, yeah.
I swear, we have to move to this town.
You could get away with murder.
Yeah, we would be part of it.
Where's Ja Rule when you need it?
We'd have to be part of it, but that's fine.
It says 60 Minutes ran a segment on him in 1982.
Yeah, that was a gleam in my daddy's eye then.
There was a book about him in 1988 called In Broad Daylight.
Couldn't read.
There was a made-for-TV movie about him with the same name. I don't know any of the people that were in it.
What year?
1991.
Yeah, wouldn't care then.
Well,
I was five.
It says Connecticut filmmaker Ralph Servers, Without Mercy, won the Grand Jury Prize for Best Picture at the New York International Independent Film and Video Festival in 2004, and it was the film portrays the last 6 days of his life. So that sounds pretty interesting.
So it's just a movie about him shooting and not killing
and
people.
Drinking. drinking.
He was drinking.
And not killing people.
There's a book called Pollyanna's Revenge, How Memory and Emotion Foster Happiness that profiled him in 2014.
That's a strange name.
Yeah, and I'm like, I've never heard of that.
Me neither.
There was also a episode on a true crime podcast called Criminal titled Bully that's about him. Shout out to another podcast.
Now there's one on Marriage, Haunting, and
Murder. Holla. He was also featured on an episode of a podcast called Do Go On. Never heard of that. I thought that said Don't Go On, and I was very confused at first.
It says Do Go On.
Even My Favorite Murder did this. Maybe that's where I heard it, because I listened to them.
Shout out.
My sponsor each other. Love ya. They were also featured on a web series, BuzzFeed Unsolved. His case was inspiration for the song of Diesel in the Dust by a British hard rock band called UFO. So we need to check them out immediately.
The case
was on Drunk History. I bet that's where I freaking heard from it. It was on Drunk History in the sixth season. In the episode called Drunk Mystery Part 2, I swear to God, that's where I know this from.
I have to watch that one again.
That's where I have to know this from. It was also inspiration for the second episode of Renegade called The Hunting Accident. The Hunting Accident. The Hunting Accent.
You have where a hunting accent. Where are you coming from?
Yeah. What does your hunting accent sound like? I'm really interested.
Anyone that adds the G on hunting doesn't have an accent.
It was the inspiration for No One Saw a Thing, a 2019 documentary on Sundance.
I think that's the one that's on Amazon, isn't it?
The movie Roadhouse was inspired by these events.
Hell no, it ain't.
Patrick Swayze, that's what it says. The movie Roadhouse
that inspired it was the bar.
There's no way.
Because
that's
this motherfucker was not ripping necks out like Patrick Swayze was.
This dude couldn't even kill nobody.
So
no, whoever, is this real?
It says citation needed, so I don't know how true that is. So I don't even say I don't believe that Patrick Swayze.
There's no way that Swayze. will play this clown.
Swayze would not do that. R.I.P. Love you. and it says it was also the basis for a television film on ABC in 1988 called The Town Bully. So I believe everything about that except for Roadhouse.
Yeah, fuck that. There's no way.
Patrick Swayze would not do that.
Roadhouse is dope.
Patrick Swayze would not pretend to marry a 12-year-old.
No, he would not.
He's a blessing. He would not
steal cattle.
Or wrestle cattle.
I don't believe the
depending on how you heard
wrestle.
Unless there's just like some random character in Roadhouse that I just don't remember.
We don't remember.
Some drunk man up
some
against
guy
the jukebox.
Kept trying to kill people, but couldn't.
None of us remember it. He obviously wasn't memorable. So yeah. Skidmore Mo. They just be keeping secrets. So Pretty Little Liars are like, got a secret. Can you keep it?
Well,
Skidmore
Mo's
like, bitch, yeah,
man.
I can.
Try me.
I'm gonna have to check this town out for sure.
Yeah.
I'm gonna
drive through the town and be like, does anybody want to tell us? I promise.
I wonder too if like on their deathbed people are like, bring my grandchildren in.
I gotta tell
them. I've got
something.
A family secret to tell you.
You're never going to believe what your Uncle Donnie did.
I was the one that shot him.
Yeah.
I'm going to look
I remember
like
it.
One of the two boys.
Realty websites, see if there's any home for
remember.
In Skidmore.
It was me. And then they're like.
This is what I was trying to do, but.
Dead.
Interrupted while
I got. Well, you can't
I just
be on your phone.
Still cannot believe that nobody has accidentally.
No. My ass would be telling everybody
see,
I knew.
Because
you can't get my secret.
You get killed.
Who are you? Talking to you can't keep
you
a damn
killed.
Secret ever.
I keep them in secrets that matter.
No, you don't. You even spoil secrets that you don't even know about.
Hey, you don't know me.
I do. We've been
you
married
don't know,
for a
you
million
don't know me.
2 years. You can't keep a damn secret.
Yeah, I can.
No, you can't.
The ones that matter.
You literally can't.
Look, girl, we're not gonna talk about this on this podcast.
Because you don't want people to know that you can't keep no secret. Because you
want
to.
I don't want
to,
people to know nothing.
You want to move to this town, and they can be like, "He can't keep a secret." Don't.
If
tell
I move to this town,
is it? We're gonna have a town hall.
If I move to this
yeah,
town
bring
and,
the
they,
guns.
And they ran my name, they'd be like, "All right, he's cool."
We gotta kill him.
No,
he's gonna be.
They
next.
Say, "Yeah, he's."
He's
fine.
Next.
He'll fit right in.
Remember when we killed Biff? This guy's next. That's what would happen.
Well, I don't want to be called Biff. So.
Biff number
maybe I'll
two.
Look at the town just like south of it.
Biff 2.
So I can just be that's adjacent
you.
To it.
Ooh, that Biff 2. That's you. You're
it's
welcome.
Pretty catchy.
I'm done on this podcast. This will be my last episode.
Whatever. So, yeah. If you need to keep a secret, these people apparently
move.
If you have a secret,
Skidmore, Missouri.
If you have a secret and you're like, I need to tell somebody, just tell somebody that's from Skidmore because they ain't going to tell nobody.
No.
Well, they're probably all dead now, right?
I don't know. Or, surely
I don't
not.
Know,
definitely
it just
pushing
happened
it.
In the 80s.
Yeah, but they're definitely pushing it.
Somebody was a
hell?
Kid.
There weren't
yeah.
no damn.
80s.
No. There weren't
you
no 14 year
lives.
Old. Well, I guarantee
why? They could be out there watching the same shit.
They could have given
yeah,
a
and they're listening to y'all
again.
Right now.
Right.
So,
I mean, you know Amanda's theory already,
it.
So.
They're listening
it
to it right now.
Legit
it is a good theory.
Think about
theory.
It.
That's a good theory.
You know what? All right.
Somebody's gun's gonna be loaded. Somebody isn't. We don't know who did it.
Yeah.
Some's got
that's
blank.
A good thing.
Some
where'd
doesn't.
You come up with that?
Just off the fly.
Wow. Because
my brain works
yeah.
sometimes.
In mysterious ways. Like the Lord.
In mysterious ways.
Wow.
It just came to me. Maybe
that's
I'm
a good.
Maybe I'm a medium.
That or you.
Yeah.
You just
you're
thought
a
about some stuff.
Clara.
Too much.
I'm clairvoyant.
Don't
you thought about some stuff a little bit too much.
Right. She will never
because
be on the podcast.
If I
well, hell,
to
Amanda,
somebody,
I guess me and you are moving to
this
town.
Right. They're going to the town together. You never know. So, yeah, that's a short but sweet Skidmore, Missouri.
Ken Biff.
Yeah, I mean,
secret
I think.
Secrets are no fun.
If anyone's.
Secret secrets hurt someone.
That's right.
They live by the motto. Snitches
if anyone's
get
listening,
yeah, no shit.
I think we should all move to this
they
town.
All have it tattooed on them. Just snitches yeah. get stitches.
This could be
and
the
end
next.
End up in ditches.
This sounds like. Stars Hollow to me.
Or Dead in a Truck. Stars Hollow is from Gilmore Girls.
Yeah, I know. I know where Stars Hollow is.
Nothing bad ever happened.
Yeah.
Gilmore
yeah.
Girls.
And if they're if it did, you'd never
they
know about it.
They wouldn't tell you about it.
They would have a meeting.
This is the same kind of town as Stars Hollow.
No.
Hell yes it is.
No, it ain't. I ain't moving there.
It is though.
No.
You would never
walk out of Luke's Diner.
Anybody outside
you
say of
the Dragon
anybody outside of the town wouldn't know anything that happened inside the town.
They would know everything except who killed this guy. That's it.
But nobody know who did it. It what? Wasn't this motherfucker.
I can't who help you. I can't help you.
I don't
so,
need help. I'm just saying
this is weird.
Yeah.
I'm
and did
so
it think
questions.
Like there's like. 400 people walking around with a secret, and they're like, yeah, I ain't telling nobody.
I don't think it's that weird. This is a tight-knit group that was tired of this dude trying to kill people but couldn't. He's like, you know,
you
I've had enough.
They had to be like really, really trustworthy too, because I feel like one in this person could day ruin and this. Age,
yeah. Oh yeah,
well, you could not keep age, a secret oh, between today. Like no. 40 people.
It'd be sold. It'd be sold to TMZ within seconds.
Well, I don't even think you could keep a secret like that within 10 people.
No,
you couldn't keep a secret in this block that we live in.
People would be like, "Oh, TMZ gonna pay me $100,000." I'll tell you right now who did it. Like it wouldn't.
Give me the mic.
I don't. Not gonna condone murder.
I tell you everything.
Won't condone murder, but that's pretty damn dope.
What y'all want to know? I got names. I got numbers. I got home addresses.
That's pretty dope. That's pretty cool, really.
Those people that would snitch would not have the snitches get stitches tattoo.
No,
they wouldn't be able to go to that appointment.
They would be in the ditches.
Or getting stitches in or the ditches.
They'd get stitches in the ditches.
They'd have a bayonet to the neck.
They'd be stitching their mouth.
They'd have a bayonet.
They'd be stitching their mouth closed.
They'd have a bayonet in their throat.
That just gave me nightmares about dead bodies with their mouth stitches.
Great, you're welcome.
From like the Haunting of Hill House.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You're welcome. You're welcome for the nightmares, people. Holla at your girl. All right, well, any final thoughts?
No, I'm going to TripAdvisor us our route to there tomorrow.
Oh my God. He's got you a B&B.
Right. Yeah, we're going to stay there.
I don't want that.
I would like to spend the night there, though.
I mean, it's not haunted.
It's got to be a motel or something. Yeah, but we could get a little bit of a vibe.
I think you just go into the town, they'd look at you like you're crazy, and then you'd be like, okay, bye.
They're probably like, throw rocks at you or something.
They just have like a fence built around the whole town. Yeah, you know what? Fuck you guys.
You'd like walk into the restaurant and they'd be like, we're closed.
Yeah. But I see this person eating a sandwich.
Okay, but no, still, I would still like to see that though.
Yeah. It's real hateful.
See, that's how they was for real. Like, still, it'd be pretty cool.
They'd be like, you're one of those people.
All right, we're going to start a traveling
one of those
podcast.
No.
Where we go to these towns where all this shit happened.
No. Where are you getting all this money?
Well, from your sponsor.
I'm going to sell my
special shout out to Derek and Ashton. You're funding the traveling podcast.
Can
now.
You kick us some more money, apparently?
I just lost my job.
Yeah.
As the shout out guy.
Well,
no, I'll sell my body. I don't care what it takes.
Oh, boy.
Whatever it takes. You don't think a traveling podcast show would be pretty dope?
It's a little aggressive.
Where are you going to get the Wi-Fi?
Free Wi-Fi ever. We go to the McDonald's.
Live from McDonald's in Skidmore.
Haunting's and murder. You're welcome.
You can be in the parking lot.
Yeah.
Can I get a McFlurry, please?
Right. I'd be hungry. Y'all got any fries?
Can I get a six-piece nugget? Fresh.
I need a nugget.
I need a chicken nugget.
Fresh. Oh my God.
If I shout you out on the podcast, can I have a free...
I already shouted out Skidmore like 1,000 times, so...
Their tourism is just going to go through the roof after
booming.
This. I mean, we've got to
like
get...
It looks like an hour, maybe an hour, 15 minutes northwest of Kansas City.
We've
no got to
get a kickback off of
right.
this.
That's all I'm saying.
McDonald's, call me.
McDonald's, if you got a McDonald's in
the Skidmore area,
Missouri.
Give us a kickback.
There's a hotel / motel.
Hit us Holiday up in. On all social media.
Yes, at M Hauntings M. Call me.
I'll give you a free shirt.
Oh my God.
You give me a room, I'll give you a shirt.
Yeah.
I'll give you a sticker. For the window.
And a shirt.
You're welcome.
For the drive through window.
Right, yeah. You're welcome. Do you want to tell everybody where they can find us or no?
You can act like I know that.
It's number 13. You should remember by now.
Look.
Twitter.
You trying to take my job?
Instagram. Facebook. YouTube. You can also support us. By doing what?
Donating to the podcast.
No. By clicking the link in our description and going to our support page. And then...
Patreon?
No. We don't have that anymore.
Sorry.
Sorry, Patreon.
See? I don't know. Out.
No. All they got to do is go to the link in our description and they can support our apparently now traveling podcast.
It's going to be eventually. I'll quit my job.
We ain't sleeping in no camper.
Yeah, I ain't doing it.
I'm sleeping in a camper. We'll get a little no-key motel.
No. Hell no.
Hell yeah. That will get the real experience.
It is like, we ended up somewhere at the Bates Motel.
Yeah.
And
I hope.
Sleep again.
You can only hope.
No.
No.
I wouldn't let y'all get killed.
Bullshit.
I'll have to sacrifice one of you.
You'd be the first mofo asleep.
Yeah, but I'll be the first mofo to wake up.
I wouldn't sleep, so I'd be awake for the whole thing.
If I had to sacrifice one demon, that's fine.
I would rather sleep in the car.
Because then I can lock the doors.
Well, that's your mistake.
No.
Never sleep in the car.
No. Never go to a Moki motel.
Don't forget about your cool new sponsorship opportunity.
Oh, girl.
I swear to God, I just lost my job.
She's taking your job.
If you
want to be a sponsor of our episode, you can find us on Fiverr. It's Fiverr.com/mhauntingsm. Eric's shaking his head because he knows his job is completely done.
Yeah.
And you can do a few things there where you can support our podcast and be a sponsor of 1, 2, 3, or 4 episodes, depending on what you want to pay. So you can totally do that. We'll shout you out every episode as a sponsor. A super cool sponsor. Sponsor friends with benefits is what we'll call you.
Nah.
Yeah. Oh, and also, we ran a poll in our Facebook group of what you guys wanted to be called. And we came up with a bunch of cool names.
Need a drum roll.
Now you guys want to be called.
Oh, now I'm involved.
What? Do you even know?
Nope.
Victims.
Victims.
You guys want to be called victims. So if people are like, you're a victim, we didn't kill you. That's just what you wanted to be called. So you're victims of our podcast. You're welcome. Somebody was like, it sounds like you murdered them. And I was like, yeah, with super cool stories. You're welcome. All right, well, I guess that's it.
This will be my last podcast.
Amanda has taken over.
It's been great.
So then you know what you should say.
Yeah, goodbye.
No.
He's not going to say it.
Say it.
No, I'm not going to say it.
Say it.
No.
1, 2, 3,
I don't care if my job depends on it. I'm not saying it.
Do you want to say it?
Yeah, let a man say it.
You say
no.
It.
No.
Should I do that jump? I got to do the demo.
I took your other job. You can do the finale.
I can only do it for so long.
We'll scare you later. Goodbye.
Bye.